Performing at the Arlington Improv this weekend is Clayton English. Good morning.
What's up, man? What's going on, everybody? How y'all doing?
How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm great.
What'd you do with the money that you won from last Comic Standing?
You know what, man? I ain't even got it all yet. I actually feel like it's kind of my fault because I never pay my bills on time. So now that's how I'm calling NBC asking, can I put them on a payment plan? If they just give me their bank information. Really, I'm just trying to save it up and invest and make some more. I gave my mom a job. She worked for me, so she now my...
Your mom now works for you.
Yeah, working for IBM for a while. She got laid off, so now she my executive assistant. She gave herself the title. I don't even know what it is. She's been going through my email and all type of stuff. So call yourself something.
Where's mom? Atlanta?
Yeah, she's in Atlanta.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Mom.
What's up, Mom?
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you beat my girl.
I know, but that's my girl too.
That's my girl.
Dominique is your girl too.
Dominique is my people. We did the tour. We did the last Comic Standing tour. 78 dates, 90 days. If I didn't have her on that tour, we wouldn't have made it. We on a tour bus. We got hit by a semi truck.
What?
Yeah, man.
Dominique on a bus that got hit by a semi truck.
They clipped us in the back end. But that's when you find out how sturdy the tour bus was. You know, I ain't even really wake up. Like I was like, hey, y'all cut out all that noise, and I went back to sleep.
It's a lot like Jay on our tour bus.
Oh, is that how he is?
Yeah, it's exactly. It's a comedian thing.
Yeah. Y'all suing?
No, we ain't. They ain't do that. Like, I mean, I hurt. You know what? Let me talk to somebody. But now that you said it, you know, it might be a little late.
Call 1-800. He hit me.
I just got hit.com. One of the stories I loved about you is you're a graduate of Florida A&M.
Yeah.
You're a Rattler?
Not really a graduate, I went there.
Okay.
I owe them some money too. Y'all gonna get it. I promise. Y'all gonna get it, man. Don't act like that, Rattlers. Send me some merchandise, please.
How long did you visit Florida A&M?
I was down there for about 3 years.
Off and on for three years.
And I used to actually try to do a little radio show down there. My name on the radio was Georgia Clay. That was my radio name.
And, Clayton English from Atlanta. Georgia Clay. Clay. I got it.
Yeah.
And you kind of red, too.
There you go.
Red recognizes red.
It's getting coming back, man.
Hey, man, we've been Steph Curry out there, man. Come on, man. We're going to do it again this year.
Now, see, you would be the kind of guy, because you're tall, you have that same color, and people mistake you for somebody like Steph Curry or something. People usually make that mistake.
I mean, but they do that with anybody. You know, they'll think you, you know, you're Jay-Z,
Wallace,
ain't you?
You're Jay-Z, huh?
They never match up. Like, they not a real good, but I do the same thing with white people sometimes.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't recognize?
Not like I need to. I was watching the New Year's Eve thing, and it was a girl singing, and I'm like, I'm not up on my white people music. Like, I had to ask the crowd, who is this? Who is she? They didn't know, so I don't even know.
So you're okay.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, before you became a full-time comic, what kind of jobs did you have?
Oh, man. I've worked at IKEA. I've worked at Boston Market. I worked at McDonald's. I worked at Target at the little concession stand.
Ooh, great popcorn.
Yeah, they tried to fire me, said I was stealing the popcorn. Drinking too many ices. I paid for the icy. I just got a refill. That's going on record. Put that on record.
Record show.
Yeah, I also worked with the circus for like a year and a half.
What did you do?
Hype the crowd up and did the Universal Circus.
Of course.
Yeah. Oh, you did.
Were you the ringmaster?
Not really. Like, we did like a little improv troupe, and they just had us getting the crowd hype. We did a little Simon Says game with the crowd, and yeah. I had some suggestions. They ain't listen to me.
Like
the elephant should do the wobble. That's what I felt in my heart, but they didn't ever want to go with it. So it's not a hard dance to learn.
And now?
Look at you.
I know.
Your mom's your executive assistant.
Yeah. And
it's come a mighty long way.
I have, because it's been, I've been doing it about 10 years. Yeah. And the comedy.
You started in Atlanta?
Yep. Atlanta.
And what club's down there?
It was a place, a lot of places weren't even clubs. A Twisted Taco and then the Up. That's what it was called. It was called a Twisted Taco. I promise you.
You are delightful. Yeah, thank you so much.
Congratulations with all your success.
Man, thank y'all so much. Thank y'all for having me.
If you're in the Dallas area,
yeah.
Performing at the Arlington Improv this weekend. Clayton English.
Georgia Clay.
Georgia Clay.
I like it. It sounds good on the radio.